On this Wednesday afternoon, Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for joining us. Start with the weather in your area first and work your way across the Corn Belt.
Well, conditions varied across the region. Really, the northern portions of the Corn Belt are the areas that are getting all of the rain right now, and they're getting plenty of it. There was some flooding and some tornadoes and hail damage noted last night from South Dakota, northern Nebraska, into southern Minnesota, and those storms have continued to work their way further to the east. And as we go forward through the balance of the day today, we'll see some additional rain occurring across some of the northern parts of the Midwest. That would be from Wisconsin and northern Illinois, maybe even parts of Michigan all the way back to the Dakotas. A lot of the heavy rain that occurred last night and the severe weather has temporarily died down. But the lower Midwest hasn't been seeing nearly as much active weather. There's been some sporadic showers, and we'll see some more of those as we go forward through the coming several-day period. But net drying is going to be more the rule. It's all about the warmth that's going to be continuing over this next week to week and a half. The temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest have already been quite pleasant in a late summer way, with a lot of 80 and some lower 90-degree temperatures recently. We're going to cool down temporarily over the weekend and then turn right around and raise those temperatures back into the 80s and some lower 90s. There's not a lot of rain in the pipeline for the 7 days coming up, ending next Wednesday. We're probably talking 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch in some of the southern parts of the Midwest, and with temperatures as warm as I've described, obviously a net drying trend will occur. It'll be a very good environment for crop maturation and some harvest progress. The northern Midwest will see most of this heavier rain ending here over the next day or two, and then we'll look for some drying in those areas as well. And I don't see anything threatening on the cold side of the fence, at least not for the next 7 days.
USDA in the weekly crop progress report from the state of Iowa made note that 28 states were in D1 or moderate drought, some abnormally drought in there as well, mostly abnormally dry areas there. Are you concerned at all about those areas? I know we're late in the season, but if you look at the drought monitor, there's almost a necklace that runs across Iowa, northern Illinois, and into Indiana, Michigan area.
Yeah, you know, for this time of the year in this scenario, I think we're probably good to have it. The last thing we want with the crop that's way behind is to have it be so wet that, you know, that we can't get the crop to dry down. So I think at this point, having the dry bias around is actually beneficial and will help to speed these crops along in their development, along with the warm temperature bias. In the longer run, we need to kind of watch that, obviously, as we go through the winter and into the spring season. We want to make sure that we don't get too dry in the subsoil. But for right now, I think we're going to have a pretty good mix of weather as we go through the autumn, and I don't think we're going to move into any kind of major drought scenario, at least not during the balance of 2019.
So for the month of September, we'll pile up growing degree days faster than maybe we would normally, do you think?
Well, I think probably for the next week, yes. When we get into the last 10 days of the month, I'm not quite so sure about that. We've got some changes coming up in the atmosphere that may put a ridge of high pressure over western North America, and that would give the eastern part of the country a bit of a cool northwesterly flow pattern, and we could end up chilling down a little bit more significantly. So this next week to maybe week and a half is extremely important for getting those degree day units to accumulate, because after that, I don't think we're going to be quite so lucky.
It doesn't sound as if you're too concerned about how cold that might get.
Well, I'm trying to be careful what I say. Right? You know, there is a concern in the back of my mind about the last 5 to 7 days in September that we could bring on a risk of some frost and freezes. But, you know, everything's been changing so much here recently that it may not be as good a probability as what we had thought earlier. But we've got all this tropical activity going on that's helping to interfere with the overall pattern. And if we take a break from that, we may end up seeing the cold air come on a little bit more significantly. So I think we'd be wise not to turn our backs on Mother Nature here and remember that we do need 3 weeks longer than usual to finish out this crop season. And late September is not late enough for crops to manage a frost and freeze event without some kind of impact. So we'll have to watch it. Right now, that's the earliest that we could see a threat.
Can I ask you to take a quick look at Brazil as they wrap up their dry season? They'll need rainfall at some point to get the soybean planting season going, especially in Mato Grosso.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is going to be a little different year, certainly compared to last year. And what I've been telling folks is, remember, last year was a record-setting year for rainfall early and for the planting progress that took place. And that by no means should be an example as to what is normal for them. We are going to fall back into a rather poor distribution of rainfall over the second half of September for Mato Grosso and Goiás, even northern Mato Grosso to Sul. And so planting is likely to be very slow. Emergence and establishment will probably be uneven and rather poor just simply because the temperatures are going to continue to be warmer biased. Now, when we get into the early days of October, we will see a little more shower activity developing and field work will start to accelerate. But it's really mid to late October that they're going to do best.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. That is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.